On Friday, the Honolulu City Council advanced two proposals that would restrict vacation rentals on Oahu. At a packed hearing lasting more than 8 hours, some 100 residents appeared to testify before the council. Previous city council hearings on short-term rental regulations have focused on neighborhood issues like parking, noise, and access to housing. On Friday, much of the discussion centered on the rental's economic impact. Last year, Honolulu consulting firm Cloninger & Sims estimated that the short-term rental industry generates $1.2 billion in economic activity on Oahu. Regulatory proposals previously considered by the city council would have limited the number of vacation rentals to around 1,700 island-wide, but concerns over the potential loss of jobs and future tax revenue led Councilmember Ann Kobayashi, who previously opposed vacation rentals, to suggest the city allow more.
Although I've been against TVUs for forever, realizing the impact on our economy and realizing the need for more revenue in future years for rail, this would allow a limited number of TVUs.
By the city's count, there are roughly 10,000 short-term units on Oahu. Kobayashi's proposal would allow around 3,700. Realtor Mary Lavoie opposes restrictions on short-term rentals and applauded the move.
We can't put the genie back in the bottle. They need to embrace this travel trend and let business happen. Airbnb, HomeAway, VRBO, they all have opened up a platform for young people and small business people to finally make a little bit of a living. Don't shut them out.
Supporters of restricting vacation rentals made their own economic argument. Doug Chang from the hotel giant Marriott International told lawmakers that ever-increasing numbers of visitors made possible by short-term rentals are degrading the beaches and trails that attract people to Hawaii in the first place.
We're at such a critical juncture now to make some decisions that are going to hurt, and they may have some short-term economic setback, but long-term, it's about sustainability of our product. Our visitors have so many choices to go to. Are they going to continue to come to Oahu if we don't care for our product the way that we should?
Committee members advanced two measures that would impose restrictions on vacation rentals. A final vote before the full council could come as soon as July. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.